Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Peter and I am an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date 15 June 1991 and I'm a member of the Melbourne Men's Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, meets on a Thursday night. I've been asked to share for a few minutes on the question, how did we choose the person or people to hear our inventory? So if I was to refer to the book and get an understanding of what I'm trying to do here is that I'm looking to try and find a closed-mouth, understanding friend. This person needs to have the qualities of being able to keep a confidence, but more importantly, needs to fully understand and approve what I'm driving at. So in most applications, it says persons or persons, and the book offers up a variety of different people who I might choose to do that task or to hear me share this vital and crucial confidential step. When the book was written, there was not so many people around and it started to offer up people like maybe doctors, psychologists, maybe even a person of our family. But today in Alcoholics Anonymous, we are blessed and I am blessed with a multitude of different people who are capable of hearing and witnessing that process of going through the fifth step and listening to me share my fourth step. When I first did my very, very first fifth step, I had a sponsor, but the sponsor that I had was not so much a textbook orientated sponsor, but he was certainly a great member of Alcoholics Anonymous. But I had spent some time going through the process of doing a fourth step and understanding the process, and I chose to find a person who understood the particular process that was outlined in the textbook of Alcoholics Anonymous. And if I was to think, what would the qualities and what would the what kind of attributes would that person have? There's a reference in the textbook on page 18 where it says the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution, who is properly armed with the facts about himself. And that's the person that I needed to find. And I chose a man who had been through the process of the 12 steps as per the instructions in the textbook of Alcoholics Anonymous. And he was the person who fully understood and approved what I was driving at, because he was the ex-problem drinker and he understood the solution as it's outlined in the basic textbook of Alcoholics Anonymous. For me, it was important for me to find that person, and that person didn't have an emotional attachment to anything that was in my fourth step, that he was then able to sit there and give me a perspective from a completely different angle to how I was seeing my fourth step. And in sharing my fifth step with that person, he was then able to shine a spotlight on the defects of character and some of the things that were not so clear to me as I had done a solitary self-appraisal in the fourth step. I found the experience extremely beneficial, and in sharing with that man, he shared some of his fourth step with me, which then softened some of the more difficult parts of my fifth step. So that's my experience. I've got 4 minutes and it's pretty much up to 4 minutes now, and I hope that's been useful. Thanks for allowing me to be of service.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.